Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I feel like Jesus did when he was outside of Jerusalem in his heart, you know, like Jeremiah, a cry because he says, I wish that I could gather you as a hen does her chicks. It is the Lord's heart to gather in his people, and yet his own people would have nothing to do with him. The title of the message I have for you today is Don't Sell Your Soul.
Amen.
Because I feel like Jeremiah did in his own country, and desirous for our own people to not sell their soul out, but to come to the living Savior who can save their soul. False prosperity. Actually, I can subtitle the message, not only Don't Sell Your Soul, but Lessons from Eden. I want to read out of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, that has to do with false prosperity, a false message. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You know, Satan could not destroy God's word, so he had to use strategy to deceive Eve, so he could destroy the world. In order to give Eve a false promise, the serpent had to first disgrace God's word with a piece of false information, also known as a lie. He said, You shall not surely die. Lies always suggest the possibility of error in God's word, and the result invites or initiates doubt, fear, unbelief, and confusion. And confusion is the devil's playground because it becomes his stage to further deceive. He's like a great magician. And once Eve was listening, the serpent offered the false promises. Your eyes shall be open. You shall be like God. You shall know good and evil. The truth was that Adam and Eve's eyes were already open. They were already like God because they were created in his image. Knowing good and evil was strictly forbidden by God because it meant God's judgment of death. What does it say in 1 John 2:14-17? He says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Well, Eve bit the fruit, and Adam copied Eve. It took the second Adam, or Jesus, to break the curse of death for mankind, especially of those who believe. It says in Romans 5:17-19, For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by one offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. You know, Jesus, he overcame the devil's trickery. And he did it openly, just as the serpent openly tricked Eve. Jesus then made a way for believers to follow, that they might escape God's judgment of death that still is in effect today upon all unbelievers. Jesus shed his blood for our forgiveness. Jesus died and was buried for our freedom. Jesus rose from the dead for our faith. America, like Adam and Eve, has been sold out to the highest bidders, as America has for the most part sold her soul to financial prosperity, or in the intent of that. Now her decision to do this has come back to bite, chew, and destroy her. America appears to be trusting in the almighty dollar instead of almighty God, because the almighty God's Son, Jesus Christ, is no longer accepted in the hearts of many. Jesus said that you could not serve or love two masters. Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. Very powerful words that the Lord told us. Trusting in mammon or money has come back to bite us. I read a little excerpt that Brother Johnson gave me about today's current news. He had no idea that I would get a message out of it, but he gives me bits and pieces of information, and it really touched my heart, and the Lord gave me this message. It says, "And what critics consider a huge power grab by the UN and its supporters in the U.S., the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America Summit in Canada released a plan that established UN law along with regulations by the World Trade Organization and World Health Organization as being supreme over U.S. law and set the stage for militarizing the management of continental health emergencies. This is proof, I believe, that the U.S. is no longer acting as a sovereign nation, as very few know of this transaction, to further the threat of our freedoms. This is further proof that we have reaped what we have sown, as we are seeing the fruit of decisions made over the years to oust the nation's God," of course we understood, faith in Jesus Christ, "and to cling what can be seen like money. We are rapidly being introduced to the gods of other nations, which is a direct violation to what God said to avoid. He said to his people many times in the Old Testament, and this is one of them, Deuteronomy 12:28 and following, "Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee," and boy, did he ever for America, "whither thou goest to possess them," and we did, "and thou succeedest them," and we were there, "and dwellest in the land, take heed to thyself that thou be not ensnared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? And even so will I do likewise." And it says in verse 31, "Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods." And I tell you today, we're not far from that. Again. "What thing soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." It says in Joshua 23:7-9, "that you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as you have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out before you the great nations and strong." You know, America leadership is imitating the days of Ahab and Jezebel. And even Jeroboam, you can read about it in the Scriptures. The Bible records them as doing evil in the sight of the Lord. We could say that today. Any true prophet speaking out now will be like Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. They will be branded as doomists when they really are opportunists, giving the counsel of Almighty God. God offered hope in their day. How much more will He offer in our day? Amen. His precious grace. In fact, He is doing it in just tremendous abundance. It says in Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, and the Lord says the same thing to us, be baptized, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call. The Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did He testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. The UN is going to make it difficult for our nation to not choose their brand or style of freedom, which will not only be, the Lord put in my heart, like King George's from the 1700s, but it's going to be a lot worse.
Right.
A leader will arise out of this UN type of leadership, and he's going to market or spread his ungodly mark of 666. It will be promoted as though it were the salvation of the world. It will be promoted as giving hope of life, as being safe and secure, bringing peace to a world of unrest. But the same result that took place in Genesis 3 will occur, and that being death to the spirit and the soul. Jesus said this, Matthew 10:38, he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Who will you serve today, God or mammon? Who will you give your soul to? Jesus said in Matthew 11:27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Make the right choice and hear the right voice.